Hey friends, hope you're all doing well. This week has been good. I wanted to come on here and just, I guess, do a quick rundown of, you know, we're all in a different place in our lives, and one of the things I've been thinking about was believing in ourselves and how it's easy to doubt who we are, what we're capable of. And one of the things is we can constantly feel that we're not worthy or good enough for something, whether that's in a relationship or applying for a job or looking into schools, you know, maybe you want to apply to a school, or just good enough as who you are to even make friends or just for your own self-love benefit. It's just believing in yourself takes a lot, and I think we make it seem so easy, like, oh, all you have to do is just... And even someone like me who has a strong faith in God, believing in myself and who God sees me can be so difficult. And I really try to look past of the human nature of it all. You know, it's sometimes easier just to go, okay, I can't see myself for what... where I am and what I'm doing now. I need to see myself for who I'm called to be and what I'm called to do. And it's a change of mindset that is similar to like an imposter syndrome, where you have the capability of doing something, but you, in a way, sabotage yourself into thinking you're not great enough to do it, even though everyone else around you sees it. You downplay your strengths, and many of us come from hurt and pain that when we did have that self-confidence boost, when we were so confident, we were torn down by someone else who may have been insecure, someone who didn't believe in themselves, or someone who was threatened by the power and strength that was within you. And it can be very confusing to feel that strength again of confidence, of believing in yourself, when things feel like, okay, things are going smoothly, things make sense. You want to feel that again. So you try to place it back in there, like, I believe that something... it's going to happen in my favor. And as you believe that, of course, doubt comes in, and then you're like, oh, here it is. Because it's reliving the moment of when you were let down. So doubt, in a way, is your reminder of, remember, we've been here. Don't get your hopes up. We've been hurt. Let's not get hurt again. That took a while to be healed. And it's trying to protect you. But in the end, doubt, it really is a harmful thing. And we have to learn to excuse it and to tell it that it no longer has a place with where we are. Because as we start to have this inner strength within ourselves to believe in what we're capable of doing, we're reteaching doubt that our ability to believe in ourselves shouldn't have to do with how others see us and think of us. It really is about how we perceive ourselves. And that is something that we have to relearn. And I feel like it's a season of relearning and retraining our brain to... either learn new habits of protection, as in you don't have to protect yourself in that way. You can protect yourself in a different way. You can protect yourself by seeing your worth. You can protect yourself by identifying what you're capable of doing. Whether or not you're there yet, you know, that takes time. So let's say you're learning a language, right? And you're frustrated because you don't feel like you're there. Well, that takes time. You know, not everyone can learn a language within a year or 2 years sometimes, or even like a few months if it were to be shorter. But let's say it's taken you 5 years to learn a language and you just got down the vocabulary and you're trying to get the grammar together. It's something where you have to go, okay, I believe in myself that I'm going to learn this language, but I'm also believing in myself that I'll have the patience to continue. That it will take time, and the length of time it takes doesn't define my capabilities, nor does it define my intelligence. It's showing perseverance, and it's showing that I'm dedicated, and that I truly see my self-worth in figuring out what I'm not only capable of doing, but capable, able, and willing to do on my own without external validation. So, if you're struggling with that and you're trying to figure out, well, you know, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I have the strength. I don't know if I can believe in myself to accomplish what I want to accomplish. I think it's going to be more than just a checkoff list, the visualization of it all. It's really going to have to be a change of mindset and changing their behavior into thinking, this is going to be hard to, this may be hard. However, I see the potential and I see the value in putting in the effort starting now. You know, if you think about the things you started and where you are at with that capability or with those things in life, you probably are happy that you started, because you wouldn't be where you are in that if you never started. And, you know, I don't know if we all heard the same saying or similar sayings where it says, you know, it's better to try than not have tried at all. It's better to have started, because you never know how far you're come. There's so many different things that, you know, we put into the category of positivity and encouragement. But really, it's fact. It is better to try than to have not, because if we don't try, we'll never know. It's better to have started than not have started at all, because if we start something, whether or not we finished it, we're more than likely further than we were when we hadn't started anything. So we really need to give ourselves grace and give ourselves time to develop, because what may seem easy in one area that we may be like, oh, I get this so quickly, I get this so fast, another area may be more difficult, another area may take more time. And if we compare those things, we'll feel discouraged, and we'll feel as if we're doing it wrong, and we'll make up excuses on why we should stop what we're doing. But really, continuing even within the challenges is going to develop more of a strategic idea, solution, ideology, whatever you want to call it, in how you persist in life. So in moments where you want to give up, you begin to change the mindset of, okay, but I have to keep going because I need to see how far I can take this. How far can I keep going? How far have I come? And what have I done thus far? Believing in our own selves is very important. And I did like this study while I was getting my degree in psychology. And I was focusing on adult psychology in this portion, and it was about midlife crisis. And so I did this research on midlife crisis and how if a person who is in their midlife crisis, which a midlife crisis, of course, is going to be in their midlife, but these studies have done midlife in areas of different states of life. There are different stages of life, I should say. So 20 to like 30 was about one stage, I think. Another was like 31 to like 45 or something like that. So there was like all these different stages. And so each stage has a midlife of its own. Well, the midlife within the 40s, you know, was shown that if you fall into the crisis, the mentality, and you lose your authenticity, or your authenticity is lower and your curiosity is higher, then your relationships that you find support from begin to diminish, and your self-worth and your happiness lessens over time as you get older. And it's very similar to how we believe in ourselves, that if we start off with an unhealthy mindset, we lose the support within ourselves to encourage our own mind to be better. And as we lose that encouragement, we'll lose the happiness, and we won't see the self-worth down the line. We won't see it grow and develop into something great. So the scariest part about it is to be your authentic self and not fall into the curious mindset, to fall in the curiosity of, you know what, maybe this isn't right. Maybe this is something I should do instead. Maybe this will make me happy. Maybe I need to go down this path instead of keeping down the path that I should have gone. You know, our curiosity can lead us astray. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Alice in Wonderland and Cashmere Cat. He had curiosity, but his curiosity was pushed onto others into making them so curious to almost push them into a different direction. And of course, Alice says, you know, she's curiouser and curiouser. And so her curiosity leads her sometimes down that wrong path, but it's something that's within her. So I don't want us to lose our curiosity per se, but I want us to define whether or not we're losing our authenticity because we're overriding it with curiosity, which can bring lack into our life. We don't want to lose ourselves and our focus into who we believe we are. I want us to gain more of that as we progress and find our self-worth. And yeah, we need to find our self-worth again. And it starts with believing in yourself. So I hope that was helpful, friends. I wanted to come on here just to give you a little pick-me-up for the week. And I hope you're having a great rest of your week. I hope you're having a great start of your week. And I hope your week goes well. And as always, I want to let you know that believe in yourself. You got this. All right, friends, that's all for me. And as always, happy hibernation.